Welcome, hustlers, players, and swingers. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
Welcome. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. Now, this is one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, along with my blog. We cover a wide variety of topics from self-empowerment, business, having a wealth mindset. We cover the dynamics between men and women, so-called positive thinking, so-called street knowledge. We cover progressing in life, getting the things you want, and so much more. And we do all of this through the perspective of what I call uncommon sense. It's knowledge, wisdom, understanding that has been kept from many of you. These are keys that will help you unlock the doors that are preventing many of you from achieving the level of success you want to achieve in whatever lifestyle you've chosen for yourself. Now, first, let me say that it's springtime. I love spring. That's actually absolutely my favorite time of year. I just had to get that out there. And it's been a while since I've done a podcast. I don't know. I've just been in this kind of writing mood. So, well, that's neither here nor there. Let's get on with the podcast. In this particular podcast, this is an Ask a Hustler podcast. So, this is an Ask a Hustler question. Now, these Ask a Hustler questions are usually asked by people that I come across in my life, whether it's in person, through email, or over the phone. Now, I do try to answer as many questions as I can. And if you have a question, you can email me, hit me up at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Also, if you haven't yet, I urge you to sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's sort of like a newsletter. You also receive some, special posts here and there. There's more podcasts in there. Things a little bit, kind of too controversial for the blog. I try to keep the blog very, very light, kind of almost family friendly. That's a thing. So, you can sign up to the Uncommon Sense Advisor by going to my website, wjamesd.com. That's WJAMES, the letter D.com. You can go to the free stuff tab. And at the very top, you can sign up to the Uncommon Sense Advisor. For those of you that are already signed up to the Uncommon Sense Advisor, keep an eye on your inbox, because early next week, I have a special offer going out to you all that I think a lot of y'all will definitely enjoy. It's a very, very good deal. Anyway, let's get on with the podcast. The question for this podcast is having tunnel vision harmful? Now, the conversation which led to this particular question revolved around what I call basically the kind of seven areas of a person's life. Now, depending on the individual, each area has a kind of a higher priority than others. So there's like seven areas. Some people place a priority on one more than the others, or on a few more than others. So let me break this down. Now, these are just general areas. They differ from person to person, so I'm just giving some generalities here. And, you can go deeper into them if you so choose. So, our seven areas are, number one, our purpose and goals. Now, we have goals that should be leading you to your purpose. And the majority of your day, in my opinion, should be spent working on these tasks and trying to accomplish these goals and trying to achieve your purpose as much as possible. Another area is your family. Now, that it can include your children, your wife or your husband, or even if you just have maybe a long-term girlfriend, a boyfriend, you can consider them family. And when I say family, I'm talking about these individuals specifically, people closest to you. That might also extend to sisters and brothers, and mothers and fathers. But specifically, we're talking about people that are immediately in your household, very close to you. Third area would be your business or your job, if you have a job, and that this includes whatever you do as your main source of income. Now, a hustler could argue that, you know, a job, your, well, not your job, but your business is probably a little bit higher priority than your family. A hustler could argue that, because a hustler's place a very strong priority on business. So, you know, like I said, it depends on your perspective and it depends on what lifestyle that you're in. Our fourth general area is our advancement. Now, this could be what you practice, what you study, or what you do to increase your skill set, to increase your knowledge about a particular thing or anything that interests you, or maybe a hobby. Our fifth general area is your vital relationships, your kind of key relationships. And these are very important friendships, very important associations, you know, like with your business contacts, or maybe even some of your extended family, your second cousin, I don't know. You know, but these are important relationships to you. You know, these are relationships that hold value to you, and you do spend time involved in these relationships. Another general area of life, our sixth area, is kind of your rest. And rest, everything sums up under rest as like your sleep, which is very important, and your relaxation. You know, now, players don't really sleep too much. You know, we take long naps. I mean, 3 to 6 hours a night. Me, I probably function off of 4 to 5 hours a night, and it kind of catches up to me, and some days I'll sleep for like 10 hours straight. But I generally function off of 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night, sometimes 6. So, you know, I don't place a very high priority on rest until I feel I really need it. And that's because I spend so much time doing other things. So, resting, as you know, or relaxation doesn't really require a lot of energy. It just requires time. No, but it does take you away from doing other things in other areas. So, our last area is just kind of our casual associations or our friendships. Friendships, these are things, they're not vital relationships. So they're not really based upon improving your life, improving your business, trying to achieve anything, trying to get to your goals, trying to get to your purpose. And as a player, you know, we don't really have a lot of quote-unquote casual associations. We don't really have a lot of friendships. Our social circles are usually pretty small. But that is the price we pay for the life we choose to live. Now, these seven areas, again, they're just general, kind of basic. But these seven areas are usually prioritized by people, like I was saying earlier. And it's almost like a subconscious prioritization. So, whatever value a person places on a certain thing, and the key word here is value, right? Whatever a person values the most, that's what they're going to spend their time doing. That's what they're going to give their most time and attention and energy and resources. So let me give you a couple examples. Now, if you grew up poor, you're a person that's been poor most of your life, and you're trying to find a way to get out of that situation, you would probably place a high priority on your goals of creating wealth or having a business or doing something like that. It would be that pressing to you. Another example would be, let's say you grew up and you didn't really have your mother or father in your life, or you weren't close to your mother and father as you grew up, and now you have a child and it's very important to you. You value the fact that you want to be there for your child as much as you possibly can. You don't want that child to go through the experience you went through, so you place a high priority on that because you value it. Another example is, let's say you're kind of a loner, you kind of just kind of in your own world by yourself, you know, you feel misunderstood, so you want to branch out a little bit and you want to try to have more friendships in your life, so you're trying to become more social, so you would prioritize that particular aspect, that particular area. When we talk about priority, we're talking about putting time and energy into something. In other words, it's important to you, so you make time for it. Now, that's game right there. So let me repeat what I said really quick before I continue. This is very important. This is game. People will make time for people and things they value. Let me repeat that and say it another way. People will make time for things and people that are important to them. Got that? Some game for you. Let's continue. So, when we talk about these seven areas requiring time and energy, in order to maintain whatever you bring into your life, you have to give it some time and some energy, or eventually you're going to lose that thing. Now, you might lose it anyway, but if you don't put any energy into something, you don't put any time into something, it will actually die, quote unquote. It's just going to die. It's going to die out in your life. So we can look at it like taking care of a garden. You know, each of these areas, the seven areas that I previously listed, each of these areas are kind of like a garden, you know, and you have plants growing in this particular garden, and they need time, they need attention, they need good soil, they need sunlight, they need water. All this helps them grow and survive, right? So this is what we talk about when we're talking about priorities and talking about having our time, energy, and resources into something to help maintain something. Now, let's get back to our question. Is tunnel vision harmful? Shouldn't you have a balance in all these areas for a healthy life, as they say? And my answer to that question is actually, it depends on you. Tunnel vision is not harmful. And I stress the word if. Tunnel vision is not harmful if you're willing to pay the price for it. When we talk about being focused, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about having tunnel vision. So what am I saying? When you put a ton of energy into one area, that force that you're generating there becomes extremely strong. It's kind of like outside, you have the magnifying glass, and you're channeling the sun's energy through the magnifying glass. I don't know, maybe you're trying to burn some ants or something, but you're concentrating the energy into a single goal or your purpose. And this concentration is one of the most powerful forces that a human being can generate. But when you do that, you are taking time and energy away from other areas, and these areas are going to weaken. So I hope I'm not losing anyone. Actually, let me explain this another way. I don't want to lose anyone. So let's say I have $101 bills. I have $100 in $1 bills. Correct? Now I can take each of these single dollars, and I can go buy 100 items that cost a dollar. Now, the problem with having a bunch of $1 items is that they're probably very poor quality and they're not going to last long. That could be good, that could be bad. But if I take all those single dollar bills, all 100 of them, and I buy one item worth $100, I don't get as much. I don't have 100 things, but I have one thing that is of better quality, and that means that it has more value. Divided energy is weaker than concentrated energy. Dividing your focus into multiple areas is weaker than putting your entire focus into one area, or maybe two areas. But here's the problem. Are you willing to lose or weaken the other areas? If you're trying to be wealthy and that's where almost all your time and energy goes, are you willing to lose some friendships? Are you possibly willing to lose a relationship, a romantic relationship? Are you willing to give up relaxing on your off days? Are you willing to have no off days? Are you willing to weaken some of your relationship with your family members? Are you willing to invest in yourself and put off those vacations and those weekends partying at the club? How bad do you really want what you claim you want. A couple of weeks ago, I wrote a blog post that talked about thinking above average. You know, in order to be great, you can't think or do average things. And this decision, what we're talking about right here, accepting that you're going to make sacrifices, is part of what will elevate you above average. Holding your focus on one thing for an extended period of time is what will concentrate your energy into what you want it to go into. I hope that makes sense. It's really a perspective. You know, people who try to balance all the areas of their life out, they can accomplish that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you truly want to be great at something, and by great, I mean way beyond average, you're going to have to sacrifice other areas of your life. Let's talk about a very great athlete. Let's talk about Michael Jordan. Everybody's familiar with Michael Jordan, so I'll use him as an example. Do you think that Michael Jordan could have achieved his level of greatness with his game by not practicing and perfecting his game? You know, it's been noted that he was practicing. You know, while his boys, his friends, as he was growing up, his boys and friends were out partying, he was practicing. You know, he was practicing when his brothers did other things. And this is very important. You know, when he finally went pro, you know, he practiced. He had his regular practice. And after practice was done, he still took more time to go study tape footage so that he can improve his game even more. Now, think about that. He spent hours at practice, left practice, and spent even more time studying his craft. How committed do you have to be to something to achieve greatness? How committed? How bad do you really want it? Seriously, think about this. If you just gave half the commitment that Michael Jordan did, that he put into his basketball career, if you just gave half the commitment, half the time, half the energy, don't you think you can achieve something great? Again, I ask you, how bad do you really want what you say you want? Everything you get out of life comes with a sacrifice. There is a payment that must be made. That's the best way I can explain it, if you understand what I'm really saying. That payment is sacrificing something in order to gain something else. And the sacrifice is usually time, energy, or resources. Sometimes it's a sacrifice of money, but to a hustler, that's nothing but a resource anyway. That's another subject. But tunnel vision, seeing only what you want to see through the lens of your life, is not harmful. In fact, it's necessary. When you're not dividing up your time and energy into other areas, that's just more time and more energy going into the area want and that you've chosen. I always tell people that I coach that talking with me and getting this information, that's just the beginning. Because once you start thinking along these lines, you're going to have a lot of people upset with you. You're going to lose things. And I'll just be straight up honest. You know, you're going to start losing things if you're going to change your lifestyle. If your lifestyle is not getting you to where you want to be, you have to change your lifestyle. And when you change your lifestyle, you're going to start losing things. Now, that isn't always a negative thing. I'm pretty sure some of you out there, you won't mind losing some of your negative friends, leeching friends, some of your lazy friends. Some of you won't mind losing a frustrating living situation. Some people will not mind losing some of their weaker personality traits or fears about certain situations. But there are things that you may not want to lose. And the more you value, again, we're talking about value, the more you value what you don't want to lose, the more difficult it will be to completely change your lifestyle to be above average. average things will not last in an above average lifestyle. Average thoughts can't exist in an above average mind. They can share some space for a while, but eventually there just won't be any room. I'll tell you a brief story. I was thinking back. Back when I was hustling, I had a lady friend, you know, and she invited me to a cookout. It was at one of her friend's houses. So I'm sitting outside. I'm at the man's table, right? So we're all men sitting around the table, and we're just talking about regular things, which for some reason men like talking about other men. I never really got that. But anyway, let me get back to the point. Now, I don't really drink a lot, so I'm sitting here, right? I'm nursing a bottle of Corona. And there's an older gentleman sitting next to me. And like a lot of people, they just feel real comfortable around me. So he just started telling me about his life. And despite the fact that he was a square, and when I say square, I mean, you know, he just had a regular job. He didn't really have a lot of game. That's one definition of a square, by the way. So despite being a square, he actually said something that was really powerful. And it's something that I would have actually expected a fellow hustler to say. Now, when I heard this, I already knew it. But to hear it from someone without game, quote unquote, it reminded me that wisdom is universal. If you know, then you know, right? Game, recognize game. Sometimes it doesn't matter where it comes from, because truth is truth. The truth has no friends. Anyway. So what this gentleman said to me, and I'll give you the clean version of it. He basically said, whatever you want in life, you're going to have to go through some trials and tribulations to get it. He went on to say, when you see someone with something nice or expensive, like a very nice house, a very nice car, it should register in your mind that they had to go through some trials and tribulations to actually get it. And then he went on, I believe he told me about some incidents of him saving for his new car. He had a really nice car. I don't remember what it was a long time ago, but he did have a nice car. And, you know, he told me what he had to go through to secure his house. He told me about his current girlfriend and what she was going through to secure some of the things that she was trying to have in her life. This man understood that there is discomfort in change, and that sacrifices have to be made in order to gain anything in life. He understood this because he went through it. He had the experience. And this truth applies to more than just material gains. This also applies to becoming more spiritual. This also applies to becoming healthier through diet and exercise. This applies to becoming more learned if you study a lot. This applies to being a better parent or a better mate, you know, to your husband or your wife. Now, when I teach this, sometimes the question comes up, what's wrong with balance? James, what's wrong with just kind of having a nice, balanced life? And when I hear that, I respond with, there's nothing wrong with maintaining a balance in your life if that's what you want. But when we're talking about achieving greatness in something, you can be great at something and maintain balance, but, and this is a big but, the journey is much slower and it takes much longer. Why? Because you are putting less time and energy and resources into going after what you're trying to go after. You're dividing up time, your energy. So your journey is much slower. There's more energy going out to different areas instead of being concentrated into a single area. So let's backtrack. One more time. The question, is tunnel vision harmful? And the answer is yes and no. And by that I mean, it really depends on you as a person. Question you have to face. Are you willing to lose something to gain something else? Are you willing to sacrifice other parts of your life, other areas of your life, to make one or maybe two areas of your life remarkable. If you feel that's right to you, then to you, tunnel vision will be a great tool that you can use to fix a lot of your problems. But if this isn't right for you, then to you, tunnel vision is going to do you more harm than it is good. Why do I say that? Because you will lose things that you value. And when you lose these things, it's going to cause you some hurt and some pain. Especially if you don't have this information that I'm sharing. If you don't have this information I'm sharing with you, you're going to lose things and you're not even going to see it coming. You can't prepare for something that you don't know is coming. So this is part of the reason I chose this question. This is part of the reason I'm making this podcast, because I want you to be aware of this, and I want you to mentally prepare yourself that if you are changing your lifestyle, if you do have some very great goals, grand goals, if you do have this very grand life purpose, that causes you to change your lifestyle, the way you think, the way you act, what you do, how much time you spend doing something over here, how much time you spend with this person, how much time you spend with this person, how much time you spend with yourself, how much time you spend working on your business, working on whatever it is to improve your skills. This makes a difference. This makes a difference. So I'm giving you the information so you can prepare and know that you're going to lose some things, so that transition is much easier. Repeat it, you change your lifestyle, you are going to lose things. Now, I want to give you a heads up about this bitter reality, and I do mean it's bitter. It doesn't taste good at all, not even close. One more thing. Now, you can develop yourself so that you can hold more and maintain more. But until you become that person, you need to ask yourself if you're willing to take those few losses. Let me break it down a little bit more. When you bring something into your life, you can only hold it there if you maintain it. By maintaining it, I mean taking care of it. Anything that you bring into your life has to be maintained. It has to be taken care of. And it is possible to develop yourself into a person who can hold and maintain many things at one time. And that's a whole other lesson we don't have time to get into. But anyway, you have to get there first. You have to become that type of person first. So in the meantime, while you're developing yourself into this individual, are you willing to make those necessary life sacrifices? How bad do you want what you say you really want? When we're talking about balancing your life, this is balance. Until you can become the person that can hold and maintain more, there is only going to be so much room in your life that you have. Again, when you gain something, you lose something else. And this is a natural form balance. When we boil all this down, what we're really talking about is being obsessed about what you want or what you're trying to do. Not possessed, but obsessed. You want your goals or your life purpose to preoccupy your mind. That's what we talk about, obsessed. You want to be preoccupied with what you're trying to do. Right? But not, and I stress the word not, you do not want to be controlled by your emotions and desires about your goals, your purpose, whatever you're trying to do. There's a difference, although some people are going to tell you that there's not. You want to be constantly thinking and planning and working on what needs to be done. But not want that to take you over. When that takes you over, there's a problem. Let me make it even plainer. Let me make it even simpler. When we talk about obsession, we are talking about directing yourself. You always want to be directing yourself, controlling yourself. You do not want to be directed by something else or someone else. Even your own desires, you do not want to be directed by them. So, obsession is directing. You are in control of yourself and you're focused. Possession is being directed by your desires, by what you want. You're possessed by it. It's like you can't control yourself. I just wanted to clear that up. I just wanted to make that clear. And possibly in a future podcast or maybe a blog post, I'll go further into obsession, because that's what we're really talking about when we talk about tunnel vision. It's almost an obsession that becomes a very huge part of your life, and that's what you think about most. It's what you concentrate on most. Alright, so we're going to go ahead and close this podcast out. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen. And again, I'm here for questions all the time. If you have any questions about the game, self-empowerment, about relationships, about anything about life in general, I'm here. You can email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Again, it's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. We can go ahead and chop it up. Also, again, please visit my website if you haven't already. And that's wjamesd.com. WJAMESD, just the letter D.com. Again, thank you for listening. I'll be back with you all soon. I'm out.